Unit 2 Test, Part B, Audio 1.
I had a terrible travel experience last year. I was flying from London to Minneapolis to visit my sister, which meant taking two flights. I arrived at the airport in London, checked in my bags, and boarded the flight. There was a short 20-minute delay, but that wasn't a problem. I got to New York 2 hours before my next flight, so I had lots of time to go through passport control and get to the right place. I didn't need to get my bags. They'd meet me in Minneapolis. So I was very relaxed getting off the plane. But after passport control, things changed. I couldn't see my flight number on the information board. So I asked someone for help. They looked at my boarding pass and told me that I was at the wrong airport. I was at JFK Airport. My second flight was from LaGuardia Airport. I couldn't believe it. I had no time to get a bus, so I got into a taxi. I was lucky. There weren't many cars on the road. I got to the airport, checked in, went through security, and got to my gate about 15 minutes before boarding time. I was tired and stressed, and I didn't relax until I was on the plane. Unfortunately, about 30 minutes from Minneapolis, the pilot told us that there was bad weather. And we couldn't land at Minneapolis Airport. I couldn't believe it. We landed at the small St. Cloud Regional Airport instead. It was 11 o'clock at night. While we were waiting to get off the plane, the pilot told us that the airport was closed and there were no staff, so we couldn't leave the plane. We sat on that plane for 6 hours before the morning staff arrived and we could get off. There was no food, only water. Everyone was hungry and angry. I got to Minneapolis the morning of the next day. I was very happy to see my sister. Unfortunately, my bag was still at JFK Airport.